Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our point, right? It is Thursday on the Good Day program. First day of February. Can we spell this correctly? F-E-B-R-U-A-R-Y. February, not February. Although, I suppose you get away with it. Everybody knows if you say February, we're in the second month.
Yeah, that's how I was taught, February. And when you look it up online, it says the pronunciation is February. Like the first R is silent.
Where did that come from?
Is that not the case?
That is not the case. Where'd you get that? That person would have flunked my English class in the seventh grade.
I think it's more than one person. I think it's an entire society.
Really? Well, that's because the society is lazy and doesn't want. It's like library, right? It's not library. It's library.
Oh, it's library. Yeah.
It's not silent anymore.
Yeah,
February is silent. Whoever came up with that. Gets an F in my English class. Absolutely, positively, without question. F-A. Flunko.
Merriam-Webster Dictionary gives the pronunciation with the... They give both options, with the first R silent and with the first R pronounced.
Well, because what they do in terms of a dictionary like Merriam-Webster, they go with the... colloquial. Look at all the words. We had this conversation toward the end of the last year when all those new words were added to the dictionary, and they all seemed to be like palindromes, or they were words that weren't really words, or they didn't seem like they were words.
And it breaks it down into location. The British pronounce both R's. The American, it's pronounced with only the one R.
Because the Americans are lazy. That's the only reason that you wouldn't pronounce the R. It's the king's English, even though we were trying to get away from the king, and maybe still are. Although, no, we embrace the king now. We love the king. We want to know what happened in his prostate, the prostate operation the other day. Anybody know? How'd he make out? He had his prostate removed. He had somebody stick a needle in it. What'd they do with it? Is the question. Isn't that the question of the day, or do we have better questions? I want to talk about journalism, if I may, please, with you on a Good Damn Doug Steffen, by the way. There's a Jay Kirshner, and it sounds worse than it is, I will tell you that. I took something that I would not have normally taken because I don't do any drugs, or I usually just don't. When I have some homeopathic way of getting rid of it, it's the way of getting rid of it. But that cough that we've been talking about, that a lot of people have, had so settled in to my chest. I've been there for a couple of months. I just decided I'd had enough of it. So Ken gave me a prescription for a Z-Pack. It's moving around rapidly, and along with a lot of other things in my system. So let's see if it gets cooked out. All right, now, journalism and journalists. What is the story? I have several different examples here of supposed journalism. I got a kick out of one of the CNN, the other day, a CNN journalist caught on a hot mic joking about assassinating former President Trump. So under the circumstances, that's probably one of the reasons CNN has a lower primetime rating than the History Channel does, right? And then there are a lot of other things. Fact that they talked about Joe Biden wearing a hard hat the wrong way, and that was a big story. That's the state of modern journalism. The mistrust of the media continues, the news media continues to grow. I like to separate. The media is an all-encompassing term. Radio, television, movies, all kinds of entertainment. That's the media. But the news media is part of one of the five branches, if you will, of traditional media. And the bias has grown from the left. The bias has grown from the right. And so what's the important thing for you, for all of us Americans, to remember, especially as we go into this election cycle? Now, there is a journalistic code of ethics that supposedly people sign on to in order to be considered a real journalist. That's a sham. I don't know of any newsroom. I ran a newsroom, the news radio station in Boston, for a couple of years in the mid-80s, and we didn't require employees to stand up and put their hand on a Bible and say, I promise to tell the truth and uphold a certain standard of unbiased journalism. Nobody does that. So the situation that now, the notion, if you will, that reporters should have Olympian objectivity is kind of recent, actually. If you go back to the 19th century, Jay, the newspapers were linked to a particular party, as they still are now. They also were tied to economic interests, especially depending on whether they were owned by a company or owned by an individual. Whatever the individual, I'm thinking of the Manchester Union Leader, for example. Extraordinarily biased to the right and very popular, most popular newspaper probably in New England. The Globe, the Times, the Washington Post. I don't think the Chicago Tribune is quite in this league, but certainly the San Francisco Chronicle is, Los Angeles Times, you know. I don't think the Palm Beach Post is in that, the Miami Herald. It's more obvious with some than it is with others. So think about these headlines. Let's just take an example, and let me, as far as trying to be clear, I'm not saying, I don't know what I'm saying about. I guess, as I thought about this last night and this morning, bias, is it good or is it bad? Depends on your point of view. If you love Republicans and Trump, then you love Newsmax. Or you kind of like Fox, because they're not like they used to be. But if you like Joe Biden, then you watch MSNBC. Or you like Joe Scarborough, or whatever, you know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you're pro-choice, you like this. If you're pro-life, you're like this over here. So, and I remember when we used to always kind of chuckle with Bill O'Reilly because he was in the no-spin zone. There was nothing that ever came out of his mouth that wasn't spin. It's complete spin. And even today with his comments that he does, it's all spin. So, a couple of examples. All right, you ready? There was a headline in USA Today, read like this: check on power of federal government or something else. The stakes are high in a particular case, the SCOTUS case. And then another headline showed up: SCOTUS to hear case in which limited federal government regulators on fishing. That's a better headline, right? The first one, you don't really understand what it's all about. Here's another one. In Huffington Post the other day, when we were talking about Snoop Dogg, Snoop Dogg has stunning change of opinion on Trump. And the real headline, without bias, is Snoop changes opinion on Trump. That's stunning.
Yeah.
You don't need the word stunning. It's just inflammatory. It's clickbait.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, and how often have you seen a headline that the headline that drew you in isn't even part of the story, or the image they use has nothing to do with the story?
Mm-hmm. Right. Sports Illustrated, J.K. Dobbins fumes over goal line fumble. And then the headline that appeared in the Wall Street Journal, why am I not out there? That's it. Why? That's the question. That's it. Here's another one. All right. Trump, this is something I saw yesterday. This is what got me started on this. The FBI director, according to this headline, this is in Newsmax, Chinese hackers determined to wreak havoc on American election. Okay, that was the headline from Newsmax. Now, the other headline that I saw almost at the same time came out of USA Today. And the headline read, Biden gets agreement from Xi Jinping. He agrees, the president of China, not to interfere with American election. So which headline do you believe? Which story do you believe? Is he or isn't he? Two completely 180-degree different headlines.
Yeah.
The same day, about the same meeting, the same story. And so what do you believe? What do you want to believe? Do you want to believe that the Chinese are going to raise hell with us in the election? Or do you want to believe that they'll stay out? Or is it that the Democrats want you to believe that Biden has done a great job scaring Xi Jinping into saying, oh, I better not interfere with the American election, and the Republicans want you to believe that Biden can't do his job, so therefore the Chinese hackers are going to wreak havoc. Right? There's two different points of view on the same story, depending on what the writer, the author, wants you to believe.
Well, but also the fact is there could be different entities, too. There could be hackers not even associated with Xi Jinping.
Yeah, well, that's true. It's the same, well, I guess, with the Russians. Well, I'm not likely to believe that as much because everything in China runs through the government, the central government. It's not like there's a real distinction between government. Well, is that what
I'm
you...
Just kidding.
Well, listen, maybe you're right. But I just think in terms of you could say, well, what about you and your bias? I'm pretty clear about my bias. I don't hide it. And so that's what makes this a legitimate or more legitimate. Well, again, it depends. Some people don't like listening to me because I'm not a fan of either of those two guys. Right? So, but that's one of the reasons also we don't do a lot of political stuff on this program. But how do you avoid it in this climate? How do I avoid? I can't not talk about some of this stuff with the Jay and with you. I don't want to because I don't think it goes anywhere. Here's something that goes a long way. Progressive Insurance. They got insurance for your motorcycle, your boat, your car, your RV. So you want protection on the road, on the water? Hey, call them up. 800-PROGRESSIVE, or if it's easier for you, just go online to progressive.com. 18 after here on Good Day.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Good day program. Hi. Doug is here. Jay is here. You're here. At the controls in our studio in Dallas is James Collins. And our focus in celebrity news with the social media focused on the top 10 trending items. Kelly Clarkson is right up there. She has lost a lot of weight. Is she selling a weight loss program like Oprah did, or is she just talking about the fact that she's lost weight?
She's just talking about it. She's not selling anything.
But the question about why she is losing the weight, what is that she encountered something? And so we're going to talk about what she encountered because it may help you. Same kind of thing we talk about when we talk about Calitrin. All right, so hold on. We'll be, as they say in the big leagues, we'll be right back.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not get Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I think Kelly Clarkson, in terms of being an entertainer, is a universalist. She can do pretty much anything. Although, has she acted in any TV shows or movies or anything? She's a singer, got a television show of her own, a pretty good interviewer. People like her. But has she done any movies?
She did a movie after she won American Idol with the runner-up. It was like From Kelly to Justin or something like that, which was kind of a flop, but also a little bit of a cult following with it.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, the answer to the question is why did she decide to lose weight is because she was diagnosed as being pre-diabetic a couple of years ago. So she's opened up about her health. She said, yeah, I was pre-diabetic. That's literally what happened. I was shocked. I was a tiny bit overweight, but I wasn't shocked by it. And then the doctor says, you're pre-diabetic. You're on the borderline. And she says, what, I'm not there yet, am I? And then I waited a couple of years, and I decided, okay, I better do something about this, because she thinks that she's got her children. She wants to take care of. She says, and how many of us do this? Go for a walk with the dogs a couple of times a week in the park.
Mm-hmm.
You go for ice cream because my daughter will wear me down. Can we, mommy, can we have some slime? Can we go to the ice cream and cookie? Kind of like that's the way I am, frankly. But she says, I eat a healthy mix. I dropped weight because I've been listening to my doctor. I didn't for a couple of years. And 90% of the time I'm really good because I'm on a protein diet, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, so she says
she kind of has a different lifestyle, too.
Yeah.
She has a different lifestyle from, she wasn't happy. She was going through a lot when she was living in L.A. Her children weren't happy. And you as a parent know, if your children are not happy, you're not happy anyway. And it's more of the lifestyle in New York to truly walk everywhere.
Yeah, right. So she's liking that. And maybe that's a good lesson for a lot of people. You should have your blood work done. Good doctor, physical, check up every year. Find out what's going on in your body. I think that's the message from Kelly Clarkson, also from Doug Steffen, as a matter of fact. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a pet's life, like a human's, needs balance. A little excitement, a lot of love, and an interesting outlet for various emotions. The pet needs variety, too. A new trick or skill every once in a while, just for the sake of knowing something different, and an appreciation of new things and people, just because they are there. When you treat your pet as a family member, you'll start noticing a lot of things you've never saw before. And just as you see your family relationships change and grow over time, so will you see that pet in your life develop and learn. A family is pets plus people, all existing in a symbiotic balance. The more you understand about this relationship, the more you give yourself, the better you can understand your pet. The two of you have lots of love to give to each other. If you never hold back, you will receive more rewards, emotional and psychological, than you can possibly imagine from the dog or cat who shares your life. And when you truly love and trust one another, there are no limits to the happiness. And don't forget, plenty of hugs and kisses for your pet. Your pet's a part of the family. It's not just a family pet anymore, folks. It's part of the family. I'm Warren.
Happy to welcome back into the fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today. So how does that figure in to working with Calitrin?
You know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plan. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. And it's safe, too, even if you're on medication.
So as we begin the year, what do we have for the month of January that helps to encourage people to participate?
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there, too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free.
Elizabeth Miller from Top Loss from Calitrin. Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth, Happy New Year!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. After a Boeing 737 MAX door blew off early into a flight earlier this month, the FAA has been investigating the company to ensure planes are safe for flight. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre with reporters on Wednesday.
What we want to make sure, and what FAA wants to make sure, and it is their top priority.
There were no injuries during the initial blowout, but the entire 737 MAX 9 fleet was grounded pending investigations. 12 suspects were arrested by federal law enforcement officials in a major international drug bust dubbed Operation Dead Hand. United States Attorney Martin Estrada providing details about how the fugitives were able to smuggle drugs through the U.S. and Canada.
Underscores that drug trafficking is a global problem, not a local one.
The bust was carried out through a joint operation by the FBI, Los Angeles Police Department, and other law enforcement agencies. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renters and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided and serviced by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Miles Fisher saying that you should have a good day. Listen to my gramps on the radio.
But what we found out is that each one of us is a brain,
and an athlete,
and a basket case,
a princess,
and a criminal.
Does that answer your question? Sincerely yours, The Breakfast Club.
The end. It's a great song. Worry about me. That's the Good Day program. Next up with Jay Kirshner, February the 1st. Today is National Freedom Day, founded to celebrate the freedoms we enjoy here in our country, freedoms that we should never, ever take for granted. Specifically, we are here to commemorate this day in 1865, when the president at the time, Mr. Lincoln, signed what would become the 13th Amendment. The amendment is so important because it ended slavery. Freedom, one of the founding principles of the United States, even though most of the people who signed the Declaration and who worked on The Constitution owned slaves at the time, but that was what went on. That was accepted, and then they all started thinking about it, and okay, let's take care of that. So are you thankful? Do you even think, I think the younger people are, the more they take freedoms for granted. Freedom of speech. Oh, we go through all the stuff that's in all of the literature, all of the books in school, all of the things that are a part of what's at the Smithsonian, what you can see in Philadelphia, what you can see at Faneuil Hall in Boston. The freedoms we are afforded as citizens, and the people who have, you know, there are a lot of tributes that get paid to people who are in uniform. I happen to think the people that fought World War II the ones, the last great, the great victory and the great focus on saving not just our country and our what we were used to, but pretty much the whole, the free world. Can you imagine if the Japanese and the Germans had won? Where we would be? We wouldn't have, maybe wouldn't even exist. Who knows what they would have done to reproductive freedom? And then we got all that stuff that's part of the conversation. Anyway, if you go back through the history of freedom, July 4th, 1776, when the Declaration was adopted, Thomas Jefferson said, quote, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights." Well, we all know they didn't practice that. And in some ways, it still isn't practiced today. That was what Martin Luther King was all about, civil rights and liberties. The Bill of Rights that came along in 1791, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, they were ratified then. And then the 13th Amendment we were talking about in 1865, and then in 1942, Philadelphia celebrated this day, the first city in the country to celebrate Freedom Day. And in 1947, the fellow who put all of these things together, the thoughts, the philosophy of Freedom Day, Richard Robert Wright Sr. died in June of 1948. I'm kind of looking at a history, a chronology here of all of this. President Harry Truman signed a proclamation making February 1st the National Freedom Day. So, and how is it working for you so far? It's really, it's kind of a toss-up sometimes. Better to be here than anywhere else on the planet because there's a lot of stuff. Some of the European countries are pretty free. Mm-hmm. There are lots more socialistic tendencies in some of the European countries, and thus, but that's what people have grown up around, and that's what they're used to, so it's not a big deal for them. For us, it is if we think about it, but sometimes I think we don't think about it, and we kind of get lost up in, we're lost in a lot of things that, I guess, because of what we call progress, things change, right? Speaking of things that are changing, Jay, the weather outlook for the month of February is much better than the dismal weather we had in January across the country. A few stormy days as we get into the beginning of it, but after that, looks like it's pretty good here for those of you who are traveling, want to go, maybe we'll do some stuff, have some fun with the family outside. And you know what else we start thinking about? Ay, ay, ay. Because today is February the 1st. We are 2 weeks to the day away from... Jay's forgotten.
Valentine's Day.
Wow, okay.
I did not have to look at the calendar and count days.
Yeah.
Valentine's
you and Ryan
Day.
Had a discussion. What's the most thoughtful gift that you ever got? Because I think that's the thing. If you're going to show somebody you love him or her, it's a thoughtful gift. It's not just something simple like running home from work on the 14th and getting some flowers. Oh, here you are, honey.
I will have to say it is kind of comical to go to any grocery store
or a
small market like CVS or Walgreens and see how many people, and it's not always just guys, but see how many people are in the card aisle.
Yeah. Okay,
and
here you go.
I'm usually there with them.
I want you not to wait till the last minute. So I'm going to give you a couple of quick ideas before we get into a couple of other serious things. This is a book, a new book this year called Knock Knock, What I Love About You. So you can find that. There are, and this is something you can get the covers there, then you write in the book what it is you love about your, whoever your significant other is. You can make it as lovey-dovey as you want. You can be thoughtful. You can be witty. You can be silly. You can be foolish, whatever you want. But the book kind of speaks for itself. All right, next up on the list, chocolate. Do I have to say any more? Probably not, right?
It's a good one.
Who, honestly, who doesn't like chocolate? Don't give me that. Well, it's not good for you, and that's foolish.
Well, you like it? Just don't like the taste, yeah. Or they like chocolate in certain situations. Like some people may like a little chocolate ganache, but they do not like chocolate cake or chocolate cupcakes.
Yeah.
Or they like the chocolate with peanut butter or peppermint.
But, yeah. I don't know if I want to promote this or not, but on the top 10 list for gifts, the Keurig K Mini Coffee Maker. I don't drink coffee, so it doesn't mean anything to me. Does it make?
Yeah,
most people drink coffee. Yeah. Let's see. The Complete Cooking Book for Two. How's that?
Oh,
and here's a Soundcore portable Bluetooth speaker for two. Huh. All right.
Nice.
I don't know. Is that nice? A Therabody Wave Series Wave Duo. That is, you and your other half can hook onto this thing and you can do a little on your body, you know, a little vibration here, a little vibration there.
Oh, is that like one of those muscle gun things?
Yep, it's exactly what it is. Yep, yep, yep. A 6-port charging station. That doesn't sound very romantic to me.
Oh, but that is a great gift.
Yeah, it is. Yep, portable charger. Kind of good. How about a watch? I got one of the nicest Valentine's gifts I ever got was a really nice watch. The person that gave it to me is not around anymore, but I still got the watch. Nice watch. Yeah. I sometimes wonder whether I should wear it because of the vibrations, the energy that's attached to it. What do you think? Is that silly of me to be concerned about that?
To each their own. I definitely have Shungite pyramids that lay next to my bed where my phone and I do wear an Apple Watch, but where they are charging, like the little charging station, and then those pyramids are right in between them because it helps absorb some of that energy.
Energy, yep. Hey, a little bit, there's a bunch of things you can put into the bath, like Body Restore, these eucalyptus little capsules that you can put in their aromatherapy pack. Those are kind of nice things to have.
Those are nice.
All right, you got enough? Yeah, okay. So there's some ideas for you for your other side, if you will, the other half. There are some things here. I don't know. Some of the stuff is just not very romantic. I know. How about I got Tony these? I got actually Megan and Tony shawls 1 year for Valentine's. They were, you know, those throw around shawls that you see people wearing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what they're called? Kind of they call shawls.
That's nice.
Yeah, they're really nice. All right, let's go to Oregon, where we have lots of listeners. Government officials there declared a 90-day state of emergency to address the growing fentanyl crisis, especially in and around Portland. The governor Kotek and Mayor Wheeler issuing a declaration, proclamation, emergency, recommendation from the Central City Task Force. Overdose deaths from synthetic opioids, mainly fentanyl, have increased by 500% in the last couple of years. Wow. We've never seen a drug this deadly and addictive and being used this much. How is it?
And some people don't even know they are taking fentanyl when they do. They don't know that they're taking something else and are using something else, and they don't realize it's been laced with that.
So this state of emergency allows officials all over the state to dedicate whatever they need in resources to respond to this situation. And there's a command center that's been set up to share information, data on the impact of fentanyl. And the thing that continues to amaze me is, why would you sell it to somebody, kill them, if they're your customer, your client? I guess that's maybe the practical question about business, but
that's a
you
fine
don't get
line.
Much re- You don't get much repeat business if you kill your customer the first time around.
Well, yeah, but it's 50 times synthetic. It's cheaper to use, and then you can upcharge it because it gives a different kind of high that people aren't expecting, and then they need more of it. And
yeah.
It's
deadly, man.
Thing.
Even small, very potent, nearly impossible to detect it without testing it as well. Overdose. We had 107,000 people last year in America die of this stuff. 150 people die every day from overdoses related to these synthetic fentanyl opioids. 150 people a day. So, Oregon looks like the first state that I've come across. I don't see all of this stuff, but I'm pretty aware of these sorts of things and what's going on with them. And so, tip of the hat to the folks in Oregon who are taking the bull by the horns. This is disgusting. It is. Those guys, I've said this, how long you've been with me for a long time, long enough to know that I want every drug dealer to be put in jail for the rest of his life. No pardons. No, the key gets thrown away. You deal in drugs like that, no chance of parole. There's some cases, depending on how severe the problem has been, maybe you should get the death penalty, but, man, I'll tell you, get that stuff off the streets. I was talking about Kelly Clarkson with Jay earlier, how she went on a diet, and I was itching to tell you that one of the best ways of dealing with a problem like she's got is to go to toploss.com and take a look at our Kellitrin benefits, right? Use the Doug code when you check out. You save all kinds of dough, and you save yourself because you're going to lose the weight at toploss.com.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Want to get your hands on the next big thing? At Verizon, new and existing customers can trade in their old Samsung phone, any model, in any condition, and get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with select unlimited plans. A better plan to save is Verizon. $999.99 device payment or a full retail purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on unlimited ultimate or select 5G unlimited plan required. Plus $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I've fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Past the hour.
That's a 5 and a 3, boys and girls.
As today is 2/1/24. This is the Food Farm Family Report on the Good Day program. Every day we have a focus on items that will be of interest. I'm sure they're important in terms of how we feed ourselves. The connection to food, farm, and family is undeniable. So we have some things we kind of like to celebrate. The national, well, today is Dark Chocolate Day. Didn't we have regular chocolate day the other day?
What was milk chocolate? Milk chocolate day.
Milk chocolate day. Okay, so today is Dark Chocolate Day. Starting back in the era before Christ, B.C., the chocolate that was used came from, it was a food in various parts of the civilized world at that time. Fast forward to the 1600s, chocolate arrives in Europe, sugar is added, and away we go. And then the Hershey Company begins its operation. Milton Hershey did some chocolate processing in Hershey, Pennsylvania. It wasn't called Hershey, Pennsylvania then. I forget what it was called, but it wasn't Hershey until after Hershey built a plant there. 1893 starts Hershey's Chocolates, and then in 1910... Break me off a piece. The first instance of dark chocolate being found in a chocolate bar. Right? I'm not a fan of dark chocolate, but it's everywhere. It's supposed to be good for you.
Love it.
But as far as I'm concerned, it's nothing better than milk chocolate. That's health food. That and ice cream. That goes a long way to making you much, much better. Here's an update. Actually, a couple of updates. The Quaker Oats people have revised the recall notice we talked about. Was it last week or the week before, Jay? There are additional problems with this. That's what I said last week or last month or whenever it was that we talked about this first time. Anything from Quaker Oats, whether it's cereal, bars, snacks, don't buy it. Just don't. Because they can't really nail down what's contaminated with salmonella or what isn't.
Just more
the
and more.
The company's a mess.
Potential.
Yeah, right. And I have the cereal bars all the time because they're gluten-free. And they're usually quite good, but I'm not using them. I'm not going to buy any of them. So the problem, in part, is that not only is this stuff sold here, but also all around the world. And so a lot of problems have existed in other places like Guam and Puerto Rico and stuff that haven't. But then it's a warning sign if they haven't existed here, but they're there. They all come out of the same plant. So anyway, that's the one update. Then there's this other one, the cups, the kids' cups with the lead in them. Then we had something on this, I think, right earlier in the week, and that the problem is so broad-based. The lids of the cups can crack and break, creating sharp edges. So not only do they have lead in these cups, but the cup itself can break and cut the... If you let your child open it up, right? Good God.
Well, and the problem with a lot of these insulated cups, there's a lot of stuff going online right now about Stanley, and Yeti is actually included, but there is a lead component that helps with that vacuum insulation, and you're not at risk of being contaminated with anything with the lead because it is so very deep, but if something were to happen and the cup were to crack, or it's a defective cup, then you run the risk of lead poisoning, and I think... Aqua Flask, that's the one. Their tumblers are not made with lead at all. I mean, they won't keep your drinks.
So that's what you want to have.
For as long as the Stanleys and the Yetis and stuff. But they do have a lead component in there that is safe as long as it's not a defective or a broken cup.
If I can plug one of the other programs that I do every week, Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell. This week, one of the discussions on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken that you can listen to is a discussion of cannabinoids, marijuana, the vagaries of getting involved in it, what happens if you get hooked to it, and we always are having warnings. But there's something good that came out. This is more for farmers or people who are interested in deterring pests like insects, right? Apparently, researchers have found that cannabinoids, which naturally occur in hemp plants, have evolved now to deter pests so that they protect themselves from the pests, right? They have a guard-all shield around them. And now the study opened up the door for developing pesticides from cannabinoids, which would be so much safer than the gunk that is sold by Monsanto. How about that? Instead of using Roundup and all that other junk, use something that comes from hemp. Wow, that would be a breakthrough, wouldn't it, huh? Put those guys at Monsanto right on their butts. So hopefully that can get developed this year. There it is, Food, Farm, and Family at 59 after on Good.
It's obvious the unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.